Informal Discussions with Ajahn Suchin in Bangkok, August 2019. Recorded and edited by Jonathan, Sundra and Sarah. Speakers include Sundra, Sarah, John, Robert, Ryan, Suchin, Hoon and Hang.
Ajahn, I wanted to ask what Sarah was talking about. She's often talked about this word and I've never heard it before, so I thought I must look it up. These two things. He talked about Aruman Upami Jhanato, and also the word, there's two of them. This is, I believe, to do, we'll see the differences between Aramana and Lakkhana. There's other Pāli words the same. So how do you differentiate, how do you, Ajahn, differentiate between Aramana and Lakkhana?
Is there now Aramana?
Yes, of course.
Without Paramatta Dhamma, which has its own Lakkhana,
yes.
Can there now be other thing?
Can there now be
other thing like
no
people and things?
No.
So anyone can have Aramana all day because
yes.
Citta arises and experiences object, but who understands Lakkhanupa?
Yeah.
Nijjana, because it has to understand the Lakkhana, so it is Vipassana. While Aramanupa doesn't understand the Lakkhana as no self, but it knows what object will condition come.
Okay, so the Lakkhana is for Samatha.
Lakkhana must be Vipassana.
Oh, so it's the other way
Lakkhana,
around.
Yeah. Because you see that if we see this, everyone see, no understand the Lakkhana.
The Lakkhana are the characteristics.
As
right?
It is. Because its Lakkhana is that which can be seen.
Yeah.
That now it is seen.
In other words, if I understand it correctly, Lakkhana are characteristics, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
of reality.
Certainly.
And Aramana are not
just
necessarily...
Just any Aramana.
Oh, I see.
But when it's jhana, there are two words, Aramanupa Arupa Nichan, Lakkhanupa Nichan. But the Aramanupa Nichan is the person who understands how to have such certain Aramana to be calm from akusala, little by little until it attains jhana. But when it's Lakkhanu, it does matter what it is, calm or not. But it, even not being calm, like avicca or worry or doubt, has its own characteristic to be known as not self. So the person who can develop Lakkhanu Panichan must have heard the teachings of the Buddha and understand the point of how it came from listening, the understanding, which understand actually there's no self. Lakkhana. When Aramana, everything can be emerald. Right? But when it's the development of jhana, Panya knows what object could lead to more calm.
I could see, Ajahn, that's much clearer, thank you very much, how people could get that confused, because when we talk about Aramana, like Rupa Aramana, that can mean that which appears. Not necessarily, no.
Okay,
not.
It depends on
the context.
Aspect we are talking about.
Yeah, that's right. Depends on
as Aramana, the five sensuous object,
yes.
Rupa Aramana is only that which
Robert
sees, only
today.
That. While Rupa, any
but
Rupa, can be object.
Please,
the Rupa, no matter what, can be the object. Right?
Yes.
So when we talk about Rupa Aramana, it does mean that which
because
is
yes,
the object seen only,
Sunday
we talk,
they
we talk
to have
in general.
Monday,
so anything which is Rupa, not Nama,
let people know
can be object.
DSG,
but when we talk about Rupa Aramana, we don't
DSG,
mean
you know,
any
you don't
object,
the whole
but
thing
we mean only that which can
a,
see
it's
and sound.
Thing. It's not a thing to
smell,
make an announcement like that. It's
only
really
that when we talk about Rupa Aramana.
You know,
there must be clear, very clear
mind,
understanding
know,
from
that way,
hearing with sati, to be satipatthana. So each word should be understood clearer and clearer and clearer until a conditioned moment of understanding whatever appears to me.
Perhaps could you just, Ajahn, talk about, like when we said, when I asked about Aramana as an Aramanupanijhana, that Arama, then we talk about Rupa Aramana, and you said it's different.
So, what is Aramana?
It's object.
And what is Rupa Aramana?
Object also.
What object?
physiological
rupa lamana. Only. When we don't talk about other rupa through other dhamma. Like sadda ramana, only.
Sound, okay.
So it depends on what are we talking about.
So it's going to always depend on the context, obviously.
When it's talk like that.
When it's...
When it talk like that, about that word. When we talk about jhana, see, what is the object of jhana?
Good question. The object of jhana, well, that would... there are many different objects of jhana.
Can this be object of jhana?
No.
Why not?
What did you say? Can this? Sorry.
Condition jhana.
I don't think so.
Well, good morning. Developing jhana. What's the aim and the point of developing jhana?
Calmness. Calmness. Yes.
Are you calm when you say
no.
this?
No. So well,
can this be object?
No.
Okay. Yeah. If there is the understanding about whatever appears now, can that be object of jhana?
There can be calmness, but I don't think there can be object of jhana.
When there is calm, what is the object then?
When there is calmness, there is the object will be, say, that which appears.
This is appearing.
This is
you calm?
The glass. No.
See, so it doesn't depend on the object. It depends on understanding on different level. So how many objects for the development of calmness?
In that sense, wouldn't there be unlimited? Wouldn't be unlimited if there are...
So anything...
Anything can be...
No. How many? That's why we learn.
We talk about 40.
Oh, yes. What are they? Just one at a time.
Well, we can have the 32 parts of the body.
Okay. Why
Kesa
is
Loma.
Object of calmness?
Why is it object of calmness? Well, because one is reflecting in the right way with kusala.
What's the right way?
What?
See, it needs understanding.
Yes, yes.
Otherwise, it cannot be calm. So, each word of the Buddha brings about understanding. If there's no understanding, it's useless.
So how would one consider carefully, if one was saying, for example, Kesa Loma, we don't say those words empty.
Okay. Do you like your hair?
I'm attached.
So, but if it's happened to be in the water, do you like it?
On the body?
Yes, your hair just run.
Like in the drink?
Oh, no, of course not.
Or in the soup.
So can that be object of calmness? The hair in the...
Potentially, yes. Well, we don't like it, but they could, if someone had understanding, couldn't that not be object of awareness?
Without understanding.
No, not with.
Yeah.
No, not without understanding.
That cannot be object of
awareness. No, yeah.
I have a question on this. In the Visuddhimagga, they don't use the word object, they use kamatthana.
So what is kamatthana?
Yeah. The literal meaning is something like field of work, field of action.
So please, what is thana first?
It's place.
Place.
And what is the place for samatha development? Is there any object to be understood that will bring about karma only?
I would say it's understanding about something.
What is something? For example?
For example, death.
Death, okay. If there is no understanding of death, can there be object of calmness?
No.
So there must be object,
well,
which is experience.
You can't say death is object.
So without the object, can there be any understanding?
I think they use kamatthana because it's like the subject matter rather than object.
Can citta arise without experience and object?
No.
So Does calm needs object as well?
It can be a concept, just a concept. The object of citta.
Anything
at the
can
moment.
Be object, yeah. Right? But for objects to develop calmness, the object for samatha bhavana and vipassana bhavana is the object that panya begins to work out on this object as.
Yeah, it's not necessarily object of citta at that moment.
So
it's the subject matter.
When
so
your citta experiences what?
Citta experiences object.
So any object?
Citta experiences any object.
So what about the object of calm? Doesn't citta arise to experience that?
Well, that's what we are discussing. Yeah.
That is kammatthana.
Hmm. So it's the topic of death.
The object.
The object.
How
it
can
depends.
Death be object?
Okay.
Object
can yellow color be object of samatha?
One of the casinos, right.
Is yellow be the object of that moment?
I think it's how the yellow is thought about. That is the calmness.
I didn't talk about anything, let's talk about object. What is object?
Well, in the case of the casinos, there is a particular object.
There must be object.
But not in every case, like as I say, death.
So the particular object for the development of samatha is kammatthana. Thana is the base, the place for panya to develop. If we just eat, there are many objects, but that is a kammatthana, right? But it is object. So the exact object which can condition moment of calm,
if considered properly,
that's
if
it. That's
right.
Kammatthana is not only object.
It's not just any reflection on death.
No, of course not.
The object and different moments, different concepts.
Yeah.
I was wondering the difference. Is here a difference between lakanupanijanam and aramanupanijanam?
So basically, there are two kinds of jhana. So when it's mundane jhana, the aramana is the object of that mundane jhana.
So
two kinds of jhana. So there is mundane jhana and supramundane jhana, lokuttara jhana and lokiya jhana. So if we're talking about lokiya jhana, mundane jhana, then as normally people understand jhana, then it is aramanu pani.
Yes, that's what
the aramana is the object. But we have to look at the context because sometimes it's referring to moments of enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
And this is jhana, it is lakanu pani jhana. Yes, and it is jhana because at that moment the strength of the samadhi is of a degree of apana, so it is jhana, but it's lakanupani jhana.
So, kammatthana?
The kammatthana not quite the same as aramana, as far as I understand. Because when one is contemplating death, for example, the object is whatever one is thinking about death.
It is magic, but it's still on the object of death.
Hmm.
But there must
the
be
general
object.
Subject matter. Because
more and more you think about death, no matter in what way, it can condition calmness.
Right. Yeah.
But not vipassana.
Right.
Not dakkhanupa.
But
only aramana.
For example, dana. If there is contemplation of dana at the time of giving dana.
Even after.
Yeah, even
sorry,
after. The object might be whatever has been given
as
the dana.
As long as
right.
it concerns dana.
Yeah, right.
It just
it's
means
got a concern.
The subject matter.
Yeah,
that's
subject
what
matter.
Is referred to as the object.
Right. That's why it's called kammatthana.
Yes.
Is there kammatthana now?
Yes.
What kammatthana?
The subject matter we're discussing is samatha, development of calm.
When
it's
we talk about object of calmness, is
yeah.
there calm?
If it's kusala, there's calm.
So, what is the object right then when it's calm?
Well, what you call the object and I call the subject matter is...
It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. The subject matter is Kusala. It comes under the one above the heavens. I forget. In the 40 subjects, one of them is a word that means heavenly realms, and I understand that it refers to different types of Kusala.
Devanusati, is it one? Devanusati.
What about six anusati?
So, for example, if one's talking about dhammas, like different kinds of realities, then it's dhammanusati at that moment. That is.
I don't think so, because it's only a moment of hearing.
Yeah.
But when it's calm, it has to be a moment of, even it's dhamma, it's a moment of thinking and thinking about the reality, because it's dhamma. And that will bring calm, but as anusati, it cannot bring like jhana.
No, but it's the, it is the reflection on dhamma, the repeated reflection on dhamma. Not just a moment, but the continued reflection on dhamma.
So that can lead to upachara, I think, not apanara, upachara.
Yes, because it needs a reflection. Yes. Like death, it cannot be the object of jhana.
We can say that it's calm, it's samatha, but not samatha bhavana.
Yes, just moments of samatha when there's just thinking about dhamma, but not the continuing.
Talk about dhamma.
Yes, just moments of samatha, but not bhavana. So it's, we can't say any moments of wise reflection with calm as samatha bhavana, because it's not developed.
So while you're thinking about dhamma, is that bhavana?
No.
In
that context, that Sirius
is
mentioning.
It's the development of understanding.
Development of understanding.
Without thinking wisely, that cannot be understanding.
So it
but
is
it doesn't reach the level of
apana.
Or even upachara.
Or even upachara.
But can one say that's samatha bhavana, moments of samatha bhavana, or just moments of
it
reflecting
needs
wisely?
Understanding.
Yes, with understanding. Just that reminds me of a point I have about upachara. So if we're talking about vipassana bhavana, we know that at any moments of insight, the understanding, the concentration is of the degree of upachara, because the reality, the objects appear so clearly. But if we're talking about the development of samatha bhavana, upachara cittas only arise in that, for example, if it's leading up to jhana, then it's only in that process that jhana arises. Or there can be upachara many times before that. Because usually if we read about the jhana process, then it has manodvara, vajana, parikama, upachara, anuloma, and so on, just in that process. But that doesn't mean it only arises in that process.
So we have to understand the difference between upachara and apana.
Isn't that just a moment of jhana? Just one moment?
When it's apana, it experiences only on one object which has developed. No hearing, no seeing, no daily whisper, their life like anything now. But it has to be that panya understand that moment, that it's so calm and it fits on just that moment only. But now we talk and we hear and we see and we so many realities arise.
And of course that's rupa vajra too.
It has to be rupa vajra first before arupa vajra.
Yeah, well I was saying it's not karma vajra.
When it's not apana, it is upachara, but the object must be object that brings about calm.
Right. So samatha bhavana can be developed to upachara when it's not just one object, when it's not just repeatedly the same.
Because it depends on, are you developing samatha bhavana to the degree for
jhana?
Yeah. But if not, it's only being about upachara.
Jhana, yes.
But it has to be not like daily life, because mm-hmm. it's not enough more than that.
And for both of them, the object is the Patibhaga Nimitta, is that right?
Patika?
Yes. Because what I heard or read was before Upachara, then it is Ugaha Nimitta, but when it's Upachara or Apana, then it's Patika Nimitta.
What is
Patibhaga Nimitta?
What's in Pali?
Patibhaga.
Oh, Patipada.
Patibhaga.
Patipadaka. Patipadaka.
Patipadaka.
Yeah.
Patipadaka.
It just talk about that which is the object as the which will lead to apana and upajara. But it doesn't matter at all.
No.
Because it just talk about object.
Right. Actually, there was something that you said and I was a bit confused, because you mentioned about Ugaha Nimitta as the object when close to jhana being so clear because of vitaka and vichara at that level, but then the Patibhagata when it is moments of apana, so it's
before that
really close vichara, very close, yes.
Let me look at that word for myself.
Is there any question?
Aramana Upanijana is when excuse
me, why are we talking about jhana? It's interesting to know whether it's now or can it bring about jhana in the end.
I think it's also interesting because we can see the difference between reality and the degrees of nimitta from nimitta of samatha, and then nimitta of vipassana, and then nimitta of everyday life right now.
Yeah.
Three different types of nimitta.
What like, is the difference?
Aramana Upanijana is nimitta. It's it's not the lakana, it's not lakana upanijana, it's still nimitta, but it's not a concept, it's not like a glass or something in between maybe.
So we have to understand that can that object be the object of calm before thinking about it developed to the degree of jhana? For example, yellow color. Can that be object of calm? How to bring understanding that it can be object of calmness? This is the way to develop jhana. Mm-hmm. Without understanding, it's impossible.
Just on that subject then, Jhana, how would in the development of samatha you think about yellow in a particular way to develop
or up and red up. Or blue or black.
Yeah, red or blue. Or black too, is it? Black?
Because usually
nila.
Yes.
Nila.
Nila. Oh, that's deep blue. Yes. Nila.
Dark.
Actually, any colour, because usually we are so attached to pink or the yellow or the green or the red, and we find the colour and what is seen so important. But actually, whether it's yellow or pink or green, it's just colour. It's just colour that is seen and passes away and it's of no value or importance at all. So I think that when one appreciates how much attachment there is to different colours, but it's just colour, just yellow, which is just colour. So at that moment of reflecting on what it is, can be calm.
And can you stop liking it?
No, I will like it well.
But can there be calmness while thinking about it?
Potentially.
Wisely.
Yes.
That what we cling to is only colour. Mm. So pitiful. Mm.
We mind about which colour we wear.
Paritta.
Yes.
Well,
inconsequential.
Insignificant.
Insignificant.
Paritta?
Yeah.
Very, very
brief.
Brief moment.
Just we kind of think about what colour to wear, but it's just colour.
It arises and falls away.
Lunchtime.
On this other point, I just read this out. In the development of Samatha Bhavana to Jhana, the parikama, preparatory citta, is a necessary condition for apana, absorption. The nimitta of the object, parikama nimitta, is not clear enough, and it's not the ugaha nimitta, the acquired sign yet, which is experienced. When it's clear enough to be the object of jhana citta, it's the ugaha nimitta, and then the upachara citta arises, which is very close to the apana absorption jhana citta with the patibhagata countersign nimitta experience, which is even clearer. So it all depends really on how clear the nimitta is, more purified than the ugaha nimitta. The object of jhana citta is very clear because vitaka and vichara of that level of jhana and the concentration is firmly fixed on the object, and that's the aramanupani jhana.
So how can there be calm more and more about thinking about the colour
in this wise consideration?
And how to be wise.
How to be wise. Isn't that wise consideration? I'm not following
because
you.
Because without the five senses object,
mm-hmm.
can the citta experience of the else?
No, of course not.
So in order not to have clinging that one can absorb, there must be the understanding that without seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, that will bring calm, literally. But not to be blind, but to understand.
Excuse me, Dhamma, you mentioned just a minute ago that there must be understanding in order to develop jhana.
Certainly.
So what understanding is necessary to develop jhana?
It depends on understanding what object bring you calmness, not understanding.
Oh, okay, understanding.
So it may be death or it may be yellow, so it depends
on... It depends on the conditions
on earth.
And how it's thought about.
How it's... It all depends on the understanding.
And less earth object.
Yes.
And efficacy now.
Yes. So it's like this wise reflection that we're so attached to yellow or this colour or that colour, but it's just colour. And but it conditions so much attachment, so if there was no seeing of yellow...
So we have to understand it's how the object is thought about. Mm. It's nothing intrinsic in the object itself.
No, it's all about the wise reflection. Mm. Like usually yellow is just the object of attachment. Of some people of aversion, but instant. But so it's not that the object is different, but it's the way of reflecting.
So a lot of people have the idea if breath is the object, it brings calm.
Mm-hmm.
That's completely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because it has to be contemplated in the right manner.
Or death, they think. If just they think about death, it brings calm. But usually when we think about death, it's with aversion or ignorance. So it has to be the wise reflection on that.
They think that's
matter.
What the Buddha taught. That's why he taught mindfulness of breath.
Totally. And that's what, going back a little bit earlier on today, we were talking about pariyatti and how it is for application. Pariyatti can so easily be misunderstood as just rhetoric.
Mm.
But unless it's understood in terms of, there's two aspects here because we're talking about samatha, but in terms of development of vipassana, unless there's an understanding that reality appears now, it's not just in the books. You see what I'm saying there?
Yeah.
I spoke earlier on to Ajahn that one of the greatest gifts I feel she's given me, and I feel other people also, is this aspect of how important it is to relate the Dhamma to the present moment.
Right.
If it's not then it's not Pariyatti.
Mm.
If it's just book study, yes. It's studying Pali and translating words and terms, and it's...
In some, and this is quite subtle in a way. It's not easily perceived that you can...
Because it's not a deliberate relating either. It's not...
It's not a, no, it's not.
It's not a deliberate action of relating what I've heard to the present moment.
So how would you describe it? If you say it's not, then just to elaborate on it, how would you put that to me?
Spontaneous.
Yeah.
Unbidden.
Mm.
Natural.
Natural. Mm. Natural
not,
is a good way.
Not trying to make it relevant to this moment, or trying to make the book study into what is useful. It is.
No.
It's the understanding of the way that one hears or reads or considers. Otherwise, it's another practice.
Yes, exactly. Okay.
Trying to have understanding when one reads.
And that, I think, initially, that's what happens, I think, when people hear this, they're trying to make it fit, when it, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm. Make what fit?
Well, initially, I think, this is my understanding, when people perhaps listen to a jhan, they're trying to understand what... she's talking about that. Because Sarah's, you know, which is the word natural, has to be natural. The understanding of the present reality has to be natural. We can't sort of think, well, what do you mean by that? I'm trying to give an example where people try to think, well, it's not in the books, so where is it? There's a kind of a self who's looking, or a self who's trying to understand, or a self who's trying to make it fit. Whereas it's not an easy thing. I mean, perhaps Jonathan, you're quite good at this area. How would
you explain it? If one hears about visible object, one then looks for visible object or sound, or that it can't be like that. It has to be a reflection on what has been heard that occurs spontaneously or naturally, not by trying to apply what I've heard to the present moment.
Trying to apply.
Yeah.
But not you. This is the point. Not you.
It's like someone asking about loba yesterday and not being able to find the loba that arises after seeing or hearing. It's I trying to understand loba arising. It's not understanding loba as dhamma, which is anatta.
That's the subtle point.
Yeah, it is, and I think it can be easily misunderstood.
In the four factors of enlightenment that we talk about often, association with the right person and hearing through Dhamma, wise consideration, it's the same. Again, it's not deliberate going over things in order to see if they can be experienced directly now, but it's a kind of natural reflection that happens, motivated by the interest in the subject matter. So it can happen as one is doing something else, and sort of thoughts in the back of one's mind, or it can be any level of reflection. But it's natural, spontaneous, and conditioned by things one has heard before.
In accordance, actually, the last one of those three was Dhamma Nudhamma, which is Anudhamma, which is in accordance with what's been previously heard, but it also means Patipada, following according to Dhamma, what you've heard. Anyway.
Anytime. As soon as one thinks about how one should study or one should work out this text or something, then it's what about at this moment? What about that? Very naturally.
And what does Panya do?
Understands.
Writing.
Sorry?
Writing.
Yes.
By another type.
Yes, that's a good example. Perhaps we can, what we were just talking about then, you can answer that question of Panya, it understands. But really, is there understanding? That's sort of like that same aspect of what we were talking about before.
And what does it understand?
The reality that appears naturally, I can say.
What else? More than that? To understand that that is wrong.
Sorry, to understand that is wrong.
Yes, to try.
Oh, I see. Okay. That's right. Okay. All right.
As soon as there's any trying to understand,
this is very difficult because only Panya can do to know what's wrong.
It's true.
And if Panya doesn't know, it's not Panya. It tastes wrong to drink. To be the right one.
The wrong for being right.
I think perhaps we can say in the beginning of jhana that we often do that.
Certainly.
We do, and then it becomes cleaner, if you like, over time.
That's why Panya must be so keen that it can understand anything which appears as it is. That's not so.
And if one thinks this is the Dharma activity and this is not the Dharma activity, and reading the newspaper or reading the Dharma book, then it's not understanding naturally what appears. Because one's thinking of occasion and time.